What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Hola.
Welcome to Irate Masterminds. Travis, Chico.
Yo, yo.
This is definitely a special episode.
Is there?
Not only because it's episode number
50.
Number 50, but we're all together again, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just want to thank our sponsor to thank you, Erica. Thank you, Maimichi Kuda.
Thank you, Erica.
Find them on Instagram at Maimichi Kuda. Find a delicious rimming dips, pika gummies, CBD infused pika gummies, michelada mix. She actually sent over some Jolly Rancher
shot glasses. Yeah, I'm excited to try those,
which is really dope. Thank you, Erica. So thank you to Maimichi Kuda. My_Michi_Kruda on Instagram. Hashtag make it drip. That's what's up. So we have a special episode, of course. Every episode is special. You guys, you guys are throwing me off a little bit because I'm usually not sitting in the middle. I don't know where to look.
Yeah. Your head's got to be on a swivel anyway.
That's
so
cool.
Chin up.
We had plans for today, but We wanted to change those plans up a little bit and come throw a vibe over here at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
This is definitely a vibe. I like this.
I do like this, man.
Right.
This is something we'd be doing anyways if the camera wasn't on, the lights weren't on. You know. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. I mean, the way you said it though. But, you know.
Pause.
Give some context.
Pause.
Oh yeah, this is what we'll be doing.
No, I consider myself kind of an outdoorsman.
Oh,
you know,
interesting.
Like I'm not going on a 40-mile hike.
I've done
an
it.
Extreme. You're the better man.
I was gonna say it'll make you a better man.
Triathlon, 6-time black belt champion.
I'm only a white belt right now, Travis.
But this is why I consider myself an outdoorsman. Like I am a master. Problem solver,
mastermind.
You feel me? Like I don't like if I don't have the actual equipment that you're supposed to use, I'm gonna make it work, no matter what.
You've
like,
always been that way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay,
you do fix a lot of things around Irate Studio,
bro.
That there's a lot of things that need to be fixed.
I know, but you should have seen me this afternoon.
Oh, beasting on fixing stuff.
So you came in here saying you had to start a fire.
Yeah,
strike one.
No,
and then strike two. Mm-hmm. You said, let me teach you some cigar etiquette. I was like, wait, because we're puffing on some cigars right now. I got a little Cuban, which is...
I got myself a little Cuban.
Legal.
Legal. Mm-hmm. Getting that whiff. I'm really enjoying... No. Oh, okay. I'm really enjoying the secondhand smoke.
This one's very pleasant. And if it's too much, let me...
No, I love the smell.
Just FYI, if they've been legal for a minute now.
Yeah, and we're all going to die anyway.
True.
We fuck with Cuban now.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this is our first episode back inside of the new year.
Yeah.
Last year, our episode we taped or recorded our episode last year, but it aired last week,
New Year's
last
Day.
Friday. Mm-hmm. I had a little guffaw. Is that how you say?
Guffaw. What is it called, bro?
Guffaw.
Guffaw.
Yeah.
Please enlighten me. What does that mean?
When you know, it's like a faux pas, but a guffaw. Guff.
A guffaw? Gaff. Like a faux pas.
No, yeah, no.
Okay, I'll take that definition.
I uploaded the wrong episode. I uploaded
I got you. It wasn't that big of a deal.
I get what you're saying.
I uploaded it like at, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning when I was kind of going through a little...
entanglement?
No, an alcohol
rage
enlightenment.
Okay.
An alcoholic enlightenment.
So, AKA you were over the toilet. trying to make it.
No, it was cool. Okay, I was just a little buzzed. Right. But it was cool because I was like, I better do it. I couldn't do it. I was trying to do it before midnight.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
It's all good. It's your night. It's your midnight. It's your New Year's. Mm-hmm. I was very happy with the episode. I didn't care when it came out. I was too drunk to hear it anyway.
So
it worked out perfect for me.
What we should do?
What's up? What's up, man?
Is thank Veronica from the podcast, Winging Winging It and Winning.
Yes. Great name.
She actually brought us a very special guest gift, and it's the Basil bourbon. Haydens. Yeah, the Basil Haydens. We're actually drinking it right now.
15 years.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you so much.
15?
It's actually delicious. Every year is
10 year.
Every year of this is very, very, very
it's
tasty.
Good, yeah. Oh, dang.
So thank you, Veronica.
Travis on fire. Sorry.
For our bourbon.
Thank you.
Yeah, good thing he didn't spill none of that bourbon on his legs. He would have been up in smoke.
Nah, I'll be all right.
But yeah, thank you to Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica.
Check out her podcast, Winging It and Winning. Mm-hmm. I think she's on Anchor, Spotify. You can start there. I think Spotify, everybody. You can listen to it even if you don't have a Spotify account.
Yeah.
You can kind of just go on the web and do one of those things. But yeah.
Yeah.
What is this web you speak of?
The interwebs. The
dark web. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Veronica. Shout out to Kevin.
Yeah,
too,
shout out to Kevin.
Yo,
thank you for the
Kevin.
Gift, guys.
And thank you for hooking us up with some spicy cauliflower last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was bomb.
The fries. Mm-hmm. Those are our favorites over there at Lobby, by the way. We're not at Lobby this week, obviously, but we had to give it a break, mm-hmm. which is cool.
We had to bring it back.
We didn't want to overstay our welcome, as the kids might say. But, no, we had a great time over there. Thank you, Rex. And thank you, Mike, for that hookup. Look at Travis. He's going to town on the fire right here. Uh-huh. I can't wait till he catches his beard on fire there.
Nah. It's not flammable.
So, anyways, so thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Lobby. We'll be back to the Lobby probably pretty soon. Also, if you head down to Lobby in downtown Riverside, you can mention Irate Masterminds for any of your orders.
Man, I keep forgetting that.
And receive 10% off.
Save some money.
Yeah.
Mention us.
We hook you up.
That's what's up. I forgot 10%. About that, man.
That's tax right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, no one likes to pay tax.
I hate tax.
Exactly. You going to take a puff of that cigar?
I have, man. This is
breaking all the rules right
this
now.
This is how real cigars burn. Mm. By the way, Travis.
Mm.
So yeah.
So
you were gonna you were trying
let me,
to say.
Let me drop some knowledge really quick.
Slower pace.
There's three things that you should know about smoking a cigar. Okay. If you're novice about smoking it, like some people are.
Okay.
One is always keep the cherry burning. Mm. So you should be smoking on your cigar constantly. You want that thing red and hot to get the full flavor of the cigar.
True.
Wow.
Which is, you know what I mean? Which is there, by the way.
Okay.
Right, right. It's burning, but it's not red and hot. Also, I see a lot of people do this and it bugs me.
Yeah.
Church, Trav, let's go.
Keep the cherry burning as long as possible. And also, don't ash your ash.
Did you see me ash my ash?
No. I'm not saying
this. Oh, you're not talking to me.
This is for the people.
For the people. This is master class.
You know, because some people, they want to get into it, but they don't want to, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So I actually researched this. You know, my homeboy put me onto a lot of information.
Yeah.
Let's start with just lighting your cigar.
Yeah.
A lot of people use a lighter,
yep.
torch, yep. all kinds of crazy stuff. You're supposed to use a regular open wood flame, like a match. It should take you about a minute to light your cigar. If you light it, like, instantly, you're not really lighting it the proper way. You're supposed to, like, take your time, light the cigar, let it burn evenly. And as soon as you light it, just keep that cherry lit. You know, give it a couple puffs and continue to puff it.
That's okay. Church.
You know?
What about a Black & Mild?
That's different. That's different. That's a whole different beast. But last tip.
That's
is,
good, Trav. Keep it going. Keep going.
Last tip is when you smoke your cigar, don't smoke the whole fucking cigar.
Oh.
You should be smoking like 2/3.
Word?
You did? Yeah. Don't smoke the whole cigar, especially if you have one that's like peppery. You can get a headache and get sick.
Yep.
You know, once you get past that, like, 2/3 point, put the cigar out.
True.
Light another one.
True.
You know what I mean? Mm. That's the official way to do it.
That's true.
That's just
so
the etiquette
do,
of
you
it.
Do not relight a cigar?
No, no. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Yeah.
That's like you can.
If I know people out there.
You can. Yeah,
that's like
I know
asking
people
for,
out there. I know they're lighting cigars multiple times.
I mean, you
times.
Can if you want. But that's
understood.
Not the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I got
Listen,
you.
There's a
church, Trav. Okay.
There's a few of us that smoke cigars.
Yeah.
Together and frequently they go out.
Oh, where? And they relight them?
Yeah, we relight them.
Wow.
We relight them. But they're like $30 cigars, bro.
Well, I mean, if you can't afford to light up another $30 cigar, you should stick to the $5, $6 cigar. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. If you're going to splurge on a cigar, treat it right. Interesting. And it'll treat you right.
Just okay. give me a you black I mean? And mild. I'll be good, yeah. bro. They got wood tips now.
Yeah. won't burn your lips.
Different flavor. They got yeah, grape. Man.
The wood tips won't got burn flavors, your lips. Man. That's going to be the black and mild but, commercial.
This is for when you're in a cigar lounge. You know what I mean? Like, you go to a lounge. Like, don't put out your cigar. The smell is fucking with people. Yeah. You want to keep your ash as long as you can. Don't yep. inhale it. Yep. You know, enjoy it. Oh. And don't, you know, don't smoke it to the butt.
Shit. Yeah, me? when you go too deep yeah. on these things, pause. Mm-hmm. It gets pretty wild.
Yeah, it does.
But this one's actually really, really, really mild, really right. light.
Yeah.
And if you do start getting a little sick, or if you feel funny from smoking a cigar, put it out.
I feel weird.
Yeah, I feel weird. what you can do is you can drink something with caffeine in it.
Okay.
Oh, or a Coca-Cola that has a lot of yeah. sugar and caffeine.
I do milk.
It'll kind of offset the nicotine. So that's an yeah. FYI. That's a pro tip right there.
Yeah, that's actually pretty dope.
Yeah, so if you're feeling sick, just sit down, drink a Coke. It's got the sugar and the caffeine. Yeah. Well, you need the caffeine to offset the nicotine.
I see.
So, and the sugar will help you out. Get out of that.
These are all good tips.
Nicotine coma, by the way.
Is that a great habit? But, I mean, there's something about smoking a cigar that just kind of, yeah, you know,
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan did it.
He did? I know. He's still doing it. Still doing it. Look how clear his eyes are.
Michael Jordan's eyes are swimming in Hennessy.
Yeah.
It looks like his he dunked his eyeballs in the Crown Royal and put them back in his head before before he steps out of the house. You know what I'm saying?
And if you don't have a cutter, the very tip of your cigar. Yeah. It's like it's thick. I wouldn't advise you to do this if you do have a cutter, if you have something sharp yeah. around, but you can just kind of bite the very tip off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all you need to do. It's called the butt, I think.
Pause.
Yeah. The boot. We'll call it the booty lip.
Yeah, this the, is the, no, the booty okay. lip. Okay. All right. Well, don't ever bite it.
The booty lip part of the cigar, you
yeah.
got
to. Oh, yeah. You bit it one time.
Well, that's actually how I had to do mine today. I had to bite mine off.
What did you do, Trey? Oh, he just bit his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to be careful and to throw it and spit it over the fence because Benny will come and eat it.
A word?
Yeah.
I put him in a flame, yo.
I saw it fall by your feet, yeah. Claire. Don't lie.
Nah, bro.
you're going to get my dog addicted
to that's the chocolate that fell next to his feet.
They can't eat chocolate either. They're going to die.
Dark chocolate. Oh, yeah. You eat pounds of dark chocolate. It's fine.
That's the fruit.
Yeah. Hey, I'm really feeling this vibe, man. I feel like I'm getting ready for the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You know? We're here outside in the backyard.
Here's what it feels like to me, bro.
Yeah, go for it.
Disneyland waiting for a parade.
Oh. Okay.
You know, with the fire. Okay. I mean, we didn't have a fire at Disneyland, but that's the vibe I get.
It's very chill. We're kind of bundled up. We got our drinks. We got a little smoke. No churros, though.
No churros.
Sorry, buddy. But, we're right here in the backyard in front of the pool. You know, got a little fire going. Like I said, I'm going to turn the lights down a little bit.
Okay. Feels good.
How you feel about this year so far?
Let me tell you, Trev.
Funny you ask. Go for it.
I have to get this off my chest.
Please.
Okay. I'm really concerned. I was really concerned about my mom. My mom's been on my mind for the past.
Yeah.
You know, she's always on my mind, of course. She's been on my mind the past 3-4 weeks. For sure, more. Okay. She's just, you know, she's been sick. She's been ill. Yeah. She got better, and then right when she was getting better, then something else came up, and she's dealing with something, man. Sure. My mom's in the hospital right now, brother.
Yep.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been in there for a couple of days already, yeah.
And today is, you know, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned. But I want to not, like, drag this down because I'll start.
Too late.
You know. Probably crying again, but anyway, I'm concerned, and I just want, that to go away. You know, it's really bothersome. In a selfish way,
right?
My mom, you know, she's tired. You know, she says she was tired. Yeah. You know, today and a little discouraged, and we, you know, even the best of us get in those moods.
Yep. Right.
So I know my mom's stronger than she feels.
Right.
But she's been fighting for a long time already, so it's really concerning. And yeah, so that's where I'm at right now with 2021. If 2020, you know how they say it was bad, whatever, good, bad, whatever year it was to you.
Yeah. Right.
This is what we're given. So you got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
2021 is here, and this is what we're going to deal with. You know? Yeah. And you know what? Whatever way it goes, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to stay positive, of course, but that's what's going on. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what's going on today. That's what's going on. That's the latest. Literally, the news update was just what I told you. That right now, before we came here, an hour before.
Yeah.
So I'm concerned.
Right.
Is
she getting better, like, to the point where it's like
she did get better? Okay. There was a increase of her health.
Right.
You know, her blood pressure was at a low point where she had to be taken into the hospital.
Dehydration.
And you know, she got exactly hydrated, and you know, everything went back to normal. It took a long time. It did, but it eventually got there.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's this is not COVID related.
Yeah.
I want to keep, you know, my mom's, she's just, you know, she's ill right now, but I know she'll be better. And yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. So I wanted to get off my chest before it goes deeper into the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got
it. And that's a selfish move. No, but hey, dude, honestly, again, like,
that's not selfish.
But that's
you know how I say, like,
that's what we're here for.
It makes me feel better when I go home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But dang, that's what's going on, man. It's life. It's not some BS. It's just life. And mom, you know, we're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
However we need to. And, you know, we'll do what we need to do for you, mom, always, you know. So I just want to put that out there right now.
Yeah. So when our mom is able to hear the podcast again, you know, she'll know that we always think about her, always concerned, of course. We don't I don't go to the point of worrying anymore.
Right.
To be honest with you.
Yes, I do know that.
I really don't worry about anything anymore, to be honest. And it's not, and it, that's, I don't think it's a selfish move. Like, you
is
know,
this
some
new?
What do you mean?
You say you don't go into worrying anymore?
No, I don't worry ever since my dad's gone. I don't worry about stuff anymore.
I got you.
I know that there's only so much that we can do. Of course, we have to be attentive to our loved ones.
Right.
And, you know, if there's something that they need, of course, we need to jump. Yeah. You know, if you're that kind of person, if you're that kind of brother, sister, you know, even a friend, you know, mother, father, you can do that kind of thing and, you know, do whatever it takes to make them feel comfortable and stuff like that. But, you know, for me to get into worry mode, it doesn't work in the positive for me, you know,
it's not good for your mental.
Yeah. For not even my mental, man. It bleeds over into my physical. I notice the more stuff that I think about and worry about, it actually makes my body sick. And I don't like feeling like that because I used to feel like that a lot.
You know, the feeling you don't want to feel again.
Yeah. 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 Yep. I know that I can't control everything, and neither do I want the power to do so. And that's why, you know, faith in God and stuff like that for me is essential. And I'm thankful that I have a faith like that I can rely on, even if you know, if no one believes in any of that, that's okay. But for me, it's what works out. Yeah, we love you, mom, of course. If you have my mom's number, go ahead and text her up.
Get better, Lena.
Yeah. tell her hi. Tell her that you heard us on the podcast. The number one podcast in Riverside, obviously.
Of course, of course.
But moving into 2021, as Travis is feeding the flame here, that I wanted to ask you guys something. That what is one thing, Christian and Travis, that you guys, one thing that you want to focus on immediately in 2021? Go ahead.
I want to focus on my business savvy. You know what I mean? I want to focus on locking down, you know, more than one LLC.
Yeah.
You dig? I want to start that process, get it going, start digging into a wise man once told me that, like, know your business, you know? And when he told me, I was like, okay.
I said, know your own business.
Oh, no, 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 But the wise man told me, know your business. He said, and then I thought it was just a sales pitch. I was like, okay, like, always be closing, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid. You know that. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, whatever. But no, like, really know your business. You know your, the ins and outs.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people that I've reached out to talk to their own businesses that don't know half the things that I knew. Mm-hmm. About business. Yeah. And the only thing that was different between me and them is they actually started the journey already, and they just kind of dove in and didn't really know, you know. Some of them didn't have CPAs and people to do their books or none of that. They were all doing it themselves. So, like, I've accumulated a good amount of knowledge that I want to implement once I do start these up. So that's what I'm going to focus on all year, every single month, every week.
Yeah.
That I'm reading about it. I'm getting everything prepared. I got my forms filled out. So I'm going to start the first one very soon.
Yeah.
And just kind of run with it. And if it fails, it fails. Yeah. You know, and I'll go to the next one and go to the next one and go to the next one. And that'll be my project for life.
Failure is part of success. Exactly. We all know that, bro. So
yeah, I know.
They can do it up, Trav.
Yeah. Good. I want to say good luck. Or something a general term, but you know,
it takes a little luck, but hard work.
It goes
as well.
Deeper than that, as far as the saying goes. Hey. Especially between us and you, Christian. What's up?
Oh, hey, Trav, you still gonna be on the podcast with us? Or what's up?
We're good.
Damn,
we're good. I'm bro. Like, I'm working like crazy this year. Like,
good,
I'm working like crazy. There's no off days. There's no off times. I'm going in, I'm going in with no crazy expectations.
Yeah.
I'm going in for the knowledge of, like, if I build it, it's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, fuck it. It's not gonna fuck with me at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Just keep pushing, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'll branch out that when my brother was asking me right now. I get rejected every single day. Like, probably 300 days out of the year.
Right.
I get rejected. And it's part of my daily routine. Yeah. Rejected.
Crazy.
Right. I'm talking about rejected hard, like Patrick Ewing rejecting Spud Webb, in the key.
Wow. Oh, my.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, dang, okay. So, but priority for me this year, and it's been, like, from last year, just getting my mom healthy.
That's what's up.
And I have no control over that currently, but once she's back and going, I want to make sure that she's good. I know she's going to be good. She will be good.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure she's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
And then just branch off from her to everyone in my family. And I want to get all of my family together. And I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
This is why you visit, like, your family out there. Everyone always says check on them or whatever. You know, we'll check on you. Okay.
Yeah.
But honestly, like.
No, like, check. Currently, really check in.
Currently. I have no regrets with my mother at this point, and it's a great feeling.
Nice. Yeah.
You know? And
what's up?
I just, man, because I know COVID and all that, people out there are nervous.
Yeah.
Whatever your belief is, I suggest for everyone out there, you visit your family.
Yeah, do what you got to do, man. I mean, hey.
Because it might be the last time.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, the old school saying, bro.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Yeah.
And that touches back on what we were talking about before. Like, you know, not only visit your family, but, like, if you got an issue with them, just, I mean, get it off your chest.
Yeah,
don't go there half-stepping, like, oh, you know, like, back in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't really fuck with them like that.
Yeah.
You know, so don't give them half the love. You feel me? Nah, give them all the love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Get that shit off. Let it go. The hate, the anger,
the
confusion that you have, the confusion that they have, thinking that, like, something's wrong but no one's speaking on it.
Yeah.
Just get it out there, or just let it go.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I gotta let a lot of shit go. Life is short, yo.
Yeah.
Life is hella short. And it's not, and I'm not just talking about, like, our life, your life, my life. I'm talking about life in general is short.
Oh, yeah.
You dig? So, like, but just be happy.
With
tell
that,
the people you love them.
With that, that's my suggestion for people that are nervous and have their, you know, just do it. You'll be better off, trust me. If you go 2-3 weeks or even die to see your family one last time. That's just how I am. I don't know about you guys, but anyway. I'm a land a job that I want and that I'm pursuing. Instead of, you know, them hitting me up or whatever. Right. Like, it feels good to pursue something.
Yeah.
And, you know, just stand out. I have a second interview with this company I've been pursuing for month and a half already. Mm-hmm. Currently in talks, checking in, yeah. checking, you know, Christmas, yeah. dealing with the Christmas break. So yeah. We'll see what happens, man. That's yeah. I want to get back in the beverage industry. So
good.
Do that. And yeah, I have a second interview on Thursday.
That's what's
up. And it's with the bourbon company, believe it or not.
So, Hayden Basils?
No.
Basil Hayden?
No. Fortunately. No. But yeah, it'll be a cool gig, man. Yeah. I'll be in Kentucky a couple times a year if it goes through.
Oh shit.
Good.
Tennessee.
We'll see what happens though, man. Nice. But you know, other offers I know will come in too, so.
Wear your neutral gang colors.
Black and white.
Kentucky. You know what? Bourbon and whiskey have all similar colors.
behind don't the wear a white hat.
Okay.
What is going on?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so yeah, that's
love Kentucky.
I'll do that, and
their grass.
Never been.
Yeah, you know, those are my two things. Mom and probably get back into the beverage industry for a little bit.
That's what's up.
I do have some stuff here talking about the year too. So that's good, man. And the one thing I want to focus on is organization. To be honest with you, I don't want to say very disorganized. I'm creative organized. Mm. and I don't want to say I get it from my dad, but I get it from my dad. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of everything's always a work in progress, you know?
It's genius in the chaos.
Yeah, sometimes people don't understand, or, you know, they don't see through it. But it's okay. I know what's up, but I need to organize not only my thoughts, but my workflow, that kind of thing. It's going to be – I have a lot of work, man. It's like I can't really maybe I need like Adderall or something.
Nah, you just, you know what? Like, I approach it with excitement. Crack. Just the small crack, stuff. The crack. No, just the small stuff. Like, usually you could follow me throughout the house and tell where I've been, you know? And the next morning, you know, my wife would get up. She'll be like, oh, okay. She'll clean it up. Never complains. And I'm talking about like full ass setups. Like, I'll set up like the projector. I'll set up like something that I'm working on and just leave it there. And be okay with it. But now it's like I can't even rest until I put everything away in its place. Everything has a place now.
Yeah.
I spent the better part of the last like 3-4 months extremely organized and everything. And it feels good, and it adds on to skills that you probably didn't even know you had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like now everything you do is like organized.
Yeah.
You know, your movements become easier, they become swifter, you show up on time. Your thoughts start to follow that trail too. You know,
one thing about me, I'm never late. To be honest,
I hate being late.
Never late. I hate being late. I hate showing up. I hate feeling rushed.
Same.
I need like an hour.
Yep.
Clear my head. 30 minutes. That kind of thing. But yeah, man, organization is going to be key for me.
Hey, let me touch on Travis' organization or what he was touching on. Yeah. Like, if he's right, when he was somewhere. You know, he's been there.
Yeah.
When we used to live together and we shared like the same bathroom at mom's house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like if the medicine cabinet was open, I'd be like, Chav's home.
I was there. Oh, yeah. That was and like I'm still trademark. Working on the doors. I'm still working on the doors. Because that's one that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But it bothers other people, so I need to be respectful to that. You
so
know?
It was you that let our dog out and let him get hit by a car.
Get hit by a car. He just disappeared.
Oh, yeah, he got hit by a car player.
He went to a nice home. No. Oh, where he got hit by a car?
Straight up player.
What? Okay, that wasn't me.
Yeah, because dad came home one time, and I said, Dad, where are you going? With the shovel.
No.
Nah, don't tell me the rest.
Why didn't nobody tell me this?
I never heard this shit.
Yeah, man.
Word?
Yeah, he had to go get the dog. He had to go shovel the dog off of, what is that, Trotwine?
Yeah, Trotwine.
No.
Yeah, dude, straight up.
How you find a dog on Trot? Oh, he just happened to be rolling.
He knew. He went to go look for him.
Oh, my God.
The Bible says if you seek, you should find. So. man, he didn't have the biggest of legs, that dog. But yeah, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace, Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky. Peace, Sparky. He brought him back in a towel and stuff like that. Which
oh, my
was,
God.
Yeah, it was hard, dude.
Damn, dude.
I mean, hey, here we are, 2021.
Yeah. Hey.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Wow.
Where's that bourbon?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's have a drink for Sparky.
But I do have some questions, man. Just touch on these. There's a lot of them. There's like, I don't know, 15 questions here. But feel free. If you want to jump in. Was 2020 a good year for you? What were some of the highlights? And what about the low points, man?
I'll start with the low points. Yeah. So ended a good point.
Yeah.
Low point was the anxiety that I would run into. with my family.
Yeah.
With my, you know, immediate family, my extended family. Like, it's just anxiety that I had to navigate through because I don't work with anxiety at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
me
I have to stay busy to avoid it.
Yep.
Those were the lowest points because there was so much speculation about the, you know, there was nothing that anybody knew. And even our leaders of this free world, they didn't know what was going on, you know? Like,
yeah, no.
There was no guidance. There was no facts
yeah.
that were solidified or agreed upon between, you know, two different parties.
Still isn't.
Huh?
Still isn't.
There still isn't, but, like, I mean, the truth is a light. You feel me? So, like, you can listen to who you want to listen to.
Yeah.
You can turn it into whatever news station you want to listen to, but your gut knows what's right and what's wrong. You know, and once you start listening to that, if someone does something that's morally incorrect, you know that person's probably always leaning towards that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, like, I just kind of, like, block it out. I listen to one station, the NPR, and that's it.
Ooh, ouch.
The good part that happened was my forcing myself to be resilient and stay positive and keep my eye on a goal.
Yeah,
that I wanted. That was a good part about it.
Yeah,
being able to do that.
What percentage was good? What percentage was bad, in your opinion?
Oh,
for you.
I would say 50-50.
Where?
I would say every month it would start about the same. You know, it was a new month. You get a new wave of negativity. It takes about 2 weeks for you to get back solid. Towards the end of the month, you build up, or not I build up, but people would build up that new anxiety. And then you just go through that same rotation every single month, you know, like there was no holidays that lifted people out of any kind of
funk
that they were going through. It wasn't until the Ocean Spray guy popped up that it started to be a little bit consistent.
Doggy facey.
What's up, man?
Bro, I would love to get him up here because his response would be so simple, but yet so clear.
He can skateboard now.
Yeah, he can.
I had COVID though.
Oh yeah.
Work?
Could he skateboard still?
Yeah, just wear a mask.
just
wear a mask. They're supposed to cure everything.
Hey, for me, 2020 was overall a great year.
Yeah.
Overall a great year. I say not 50-50. I say 70, 60-40.
60-40.
60 good,
strong.
40.
What's your highlights?
That's what's
dude?
Up.
Getting back at a comfortable weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Getting back into shape, semi shape, being able to, you know, want to.
Yeah.
Changing my pretty much lifestyle with food.
Yeah.
That's a big
health
thing.
Yeah. Health. Yeah.
What about the low points?
Low points?
Yeah.
wow. Seeing family members get sick.
Yeah.
Of course. I say family members because a few of them got really sick this year for me to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, that sucked.
Yeah.
But you know what? The kids were fine all this year for the most part.
Thank God.
You know, so yeah.
It's in the science.
Exactly. Go ahead, bro.
The highlight for me was actually being able to see you guys this year. And also being able to land a little position with, you know, one of the homies that I've been wanting to work with for a long time.
That's what's up, man.
It made me feel validated in a sense, not that I need that kind of thing, but we all kind of need a validation point.
Yeah.
And I think that was the start of it. Very, very happy for that. I made some new friends. Those relationships are important, man, because you really at this point in our lives, it's hard to find people who really want to help you.
Yeah.
The ones who aren't there anymore, they're not there for a reason, obviously. And that kind of made it easy for me to stick around and, you know, find people that want to help me out. So I'm very thankful for that kind of thing. The low points, I think it's just honestly like a division of the country, man. Like, I don't like seeing that kind of thing. We should be united, man, and going for the same goal and playing the same game. You know, not two different games and two different scores. That kind of messes with my head on the daily. But you know, it's still ongoing. But you know, that was the low point for me. I just don't like seeing that division, man. I don't like seeing the devil at work like that and trying to stab his claws into everything like that. But hey, he's going to be here. He's not leaving.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, he's not leaving until, you know, God says it's time. So In the meantime, hey, I'm glad I get to be with you guys every week. This is our outlet. We get to have a little fun here.
In the meantime, bro, perfect. Seriously,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, we get to have a little fun, a little therapy. We are doing something that we like to do. All the things here on this podcast, like it kind of touches on all the things that we're good at as far as individuals. And I think it's a very big compliment. We pay big compliments to each other on the podcast and, you know, in life. And I think that it's only matured and grown over this past year because we do see each other every day. And we had to get over some obstacles and humps, even as personality-wise, you know. Yeah. And my brother and I, of course, we're still learning about each other. And, you know, it's never going to end, man, you know, and I'm cool with that. As long as we can adapt and then, you know, grow from it and, you know, get stronger and make that love grow. And I'm cool with that. I'm good. We're all going to change a little bit and that's cool. I probably changed a lot, in the past 10 years or so, but anyways, those are my highs and lows, man. I think it would go, I'm going to say like 90-10.
That's what's up.
That's good, bro.
90 good, 10% bad.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's so good. Yeah. That's a good percentage. Yeah, that's good.
Excellent, man.
Yeah, I always say I'm like an eternal optimist, man. Like I try to see the big picture. And the big picture being, honestly, just walking outside and seeing the clouds and the sky, hearing the birds, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Being able to breathe, stand up, that kind of stuff, you know. I don't take it for granted, man. I really don't because I really could be anywhere else or be someone else or in their position, you know. And people have a hard time out there. And sometimes I've seen people who have it way worse than I do and really don't care.
Yeah,
you know, they're probably a smidge happier than I. You know what I mean? And it's sad to say, but hey, man, listen, they just roll with it and people are resilient, man. And I think we all live through our own situations and reactions. What about, I don't want to ask, this is stupid because we all know.
No, there's no stupid questions.
What good or bad events happened in the world in 2020?
Good and bad events?
I guess we could talk about that because let's talk about the good too.
We'll run through it real quick.
Yeah.
Good and bad events.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick one.
What's like the worst thing that happened in 2020?
I think the worst thing was the fires. I think people, the fires, the effect it had on our environment.
Yeah,
you know, like the, I think people don't realize how bad they were. Like an entire country, like Australia, like people forget about that.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot what the percentage was that like burnt and was scorched down. But I think the fires are really bad. Like, despite the COVID thing, which we will all eventually become immune to and get over with, it's just bad right now. You know, unfortunately, people are dying from it. Maybe not in mass numbers, but I remember how close they were and how rampant they were. You know what I mean? Like, entire communities burning down. That was pretty bad.
During the fires?
During the fires, yeah. But the good thing that I think that happened was, despite everything that's going on, there was a sense of re-spark unity through a lot of communities
for a little bit.
No, I think it's still ongoing.
Yeah, you think so?
Because we're in California and we may not see it like here, but like what's going on in Georgia, the organization, that they have, them putting a spotlight on voter suppression, the shakeup that we're seeing in the political system right now, it may not seem like it's going towards a good way, but it is. I can see it. You know, whenever you put a problem out there for people to solve, people solve it. You know, slowly but surely, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I got good hopes, and I've been reading that book by Obama, and it's good, man. It gives a huge insight to what's really going on.
Oh yeah,
it really does. He's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful storyteller, and he's detailed. The way he describes things is a little one-sided.
Most liars are, but go ahead.
Yeah. it's a little one-sided because he's only telling it from his point of view.
Yeah.
So you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But the way he presents the room, the way he lays out the story, I had no idea that what was going on in those 8 years, and I can see how we got to the last 4 years,
yeah,
for sure, for sure, with the Republicans being so stone-faced and blocking a lot of stuff, and that's continuing on right now.
Interesting.
Even though there's a situation that could help the country,
yeah,
you know, they're deciding not to do it. So, I mean, I get it. And some people are going to be stuck in their ways, and they're going to think that, oh, well, this is bullshit, blah, 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 blah. I get that, too. You know, but eventually, mm-hmm, like I said, the truth is like the light. So we'll see what was the correct thing when, mm-hmm, history, you know, speaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, bro?
The bad things that happened that I was honestly all the false flags in 2020, man.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that kind of shit, man.
It's been going on for years.
Yeah, of course. But it's prevalent in 2020 because of the social media age, the news feed, the news cycle.
Yeah.
So fast, so continuous. You know, it's just one
unchecked.
right after another. Yeah. And I'm not cool with that kind of thing, man. That's you know, that goes beyond the fires, and I mean, yeah, it's all tragic, but you know, just from my
who do you think is to blame for that?
Blame for what?
The you know, the false flags and the media and the spread of bad news and information.
Irate media.
Irate media. A. B. It's mainstream media.
Okay.
For sure. The tech companies, yeah, okay, for sure. The corporations, big pharma, that kind, yeah, of thing. I mean, hey, this, listen, deep pockets,
yeah,
can tell any story they want.
True, and they can get away with a lot.
You can pay. You can pay for a narrative.
Yeah. True,
and
true.
So, you know, I'm not cool with that. You know, just because most of the people don't use critical thinking.
Interesting. It's funny that you bring that up because, like, some of the last three main events that happened in the United States were 100% avoidable.
Yeah.
The economic crash back in 08, the opium addiction, not opium, but what's that drug that everybody was getting? Oxy?
Oxys, yeah. It's
Oxy. Opioids, like, it was all avoidable, but it was greed that caused all of it.
Yeah.
And it all stems back to one party, in my eye. You know what I mean? Like, the deregulation caused the housing crash, the lack of.
What page is this on Obama's book?
This isn't from his book. Yeah, okay. that's a known fact. You don't think so?
No.
Okay. All right. What caused the housing crash?
What's the next question?
What caused the economy to crash? I mean, it's a fact.
The good events that happened in 2020. Man, that's a tough one because. Dude, what can you say? I mean, I'm really not pleased. Like, oh, you know what? I can say that a good event happened was the Dodgers won the World Series in 32
that's,
years.
That's
you know?
The best event?
Yeah, because, okay, you know, hey, man, there's something that us as people in Southern California, we didn't have shit over here. We have the strictest lockdowns of who knows what, you know, besides the UK. But, okay, you know, it was something that, you know, gave us a little glimmer of hope, man.
Yeah,
and especially for the game that we love so much, you know, my brother and I,
right,
you know, it was cool to see. Like, you know, yeah, it kind of lessened the blow to the liver a little bit. You know, get a little liver, yeah, shot. Ugh. But, you know, hey, it was cool to see that. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that was dope.
Okay. Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm happy with that. I hope they repeat next year. To be honest. But what about you, Chico?
Mm.
Good and bad events in 2020, man.
Actually, I think I said it already. Mm. For me personally,
okay,
yeah,
it's kind of like the similar.
Yeah, it was kind of just kind of.
Let's move on.
But this is more towards the world, not like personal.
No, I know.
So let's move on. When does the new year start for you? Is it January 1st or is it a different day?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of memes going around.
In my mind, it starts like right after Christmas. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, in my mind, because I'm like, I like starting whatever the resolution is, like right after Christmas, because you got about 5-6 days and boom, you got to jump right into it. But when it hits 2021 is when I first write down 2021 are typing in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you, oh, let me make sure that I change the year.
Yeah.
Because that's like your
personal
power.
I already messed up on that.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I did so much paperwork.
Did you write 2020 still?
I'm pretty sure I did, but I've done so much paperwork.
I made an Instagram post.
It's ridiculous.
That said 2020 on the actual jeez, picture. On the
jeez. Oh, damn. I'm going to try not to do 20. Use yeah. the 21
I'm pretty
all
sure
year.
I sent someone a contract that said 2021.
Good. They're going to be like, what? This is invalid. No way, sir.
No, I got some sharp people that work around me, so I'm pretty sure they caught it.
Oh, yeah. They must. Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. That's an easy joke in there. You just can't pick which one.
January, when it turns January 1st, I don't really consider, mm-hmm. especially this year, because we had another weekend, and yeah. then the week started like on
yeah.
On yesterday, was it the 4th?
Okay.
So the new year started on the 4th for me.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're in that.
Yeah.
I'm on no one's time. Weekend.
Yeah,
I don't have a specific yeah. day. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
The weekends haven't been no a time. Weekend for me since I work graveyard. You know what I mean? Like, I've always not considered the weekend a weekend. I've always worked through it.
Messed you up for life, huh?
It did. No joke, yo. It messed me up.
For I didn't work graveyard, but I worked at like 2:30, 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Man, that was rough.
Yeah, it was rough, man. I had that schedule too, dude.
Really?
I didn't have weekends, the holidays, nothing. I was always working on those days, but now I don't have to. But
we lost a lot of good people last year too, yo.
Yeah, there was a few. You know what I mean? There was like, a few people lost.
That's a downer.
Hey, what about that lady, Tanya? They said that she was dead a day before she died, or 2 days before she died.
I saw it and I kept scrolling.
What?
I don't care.
What is this?
Yeah,
those stories. Like,
yeah, Tanya. Only Tanya. Tanya Hart.
Tell me, bro. I want to know though.
No, I forget what show she's from.
I thought she didn't die.
She like, did. That's what I'm saying. She didn't die.
The article, the title was so confusing for me. I was like,
what?
Just keep scrolling.
Yeah, they said she died, but her publicist says she's still alive. And then she ended up dying today.
Oh, she what? For real, for real?
After all, yeah.
So he put out like COVID. She survived by her two children and husband, and she'll be going to home to him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then have to repost it.
Yeah, that's just kind of that kind of thing.
Did they delete the old post?
Oh, man. But you see how the media, man, you know, everybody was on it like, oh, shit, rest in peace, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah, man, those type of stories are just, oh, dude, I catch myself like, well, why did, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, no, stop, no, no. stop.
It's all this, they gotta get, and so, like I said, the majority of the people are clickbait-ass motherfuckers, you know what
majority,
I mean?
Yeah.
They're just going to be like, oh, shit.
Right,
40,000 people died.
Yeah. Hey, but they'll be throwing some good ads in my feed sometime.
Yeah, man.
So I mean, it's that's the way media is set up now. That 24-hour news cycle is kind of like it's brutal.
It is brutal.
You get it confirmed or you get left in the sauce.
It's taxing, I mean? On people who don't understand or, like I said, use their critical thinking. It's like, dude, you're going to wear these people out. And honestly, that's what it's meant to be. That's what it's meant to do, to demoralize people and just have them give up. Ah, fuck it. We'll just do whatever you want to do, man. Like, you want us to take a rectal vaccine? I got you. You know what I mean?
Vaccine.
You know, just to make everything go away. Everything's going to be fine. Just put this in your butt. Okay. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Is that? But, it's that kind of thing, man, to be honest.
You got a special funnel, man.
Some could only hope for a rectal vaccine. Funnel,
that's true.
That's true. Well, see, that might be an incentive for some folks
for some,
out there.
Yeah, some communities. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in Santa Monica Boulevard. But, you know, I digress.
There's freaks in every city.
Yes, there is, baby.
Oh, my God. Yes. Malibu right there.
Malibu's most
Calabashes,
wanted.
Calabashes, baby. Do you associate any special foods with the end of the year?
Yes.
Ooh. What do you got, Christian?
Man, the end of the year.
Yeah.
Every year, my favorite. Eggs and a tamale.
Oh, really?
Combined.
Really?
Fried egg.
Really?
Ooh, okay. Yeah, bro. Diet or not. Bro, that is the meal.
Eggs and the tamale.
Of
so
the
you
century.
Do it like side by side.
Fried
egg. Kind of like mix it up.
Side by side. Pop the egg. Let the yolk roll. Okay. Cut the tamale.
That sounds delicious.
No, I didn't even have that this year.
Bro.
What type of tamale? chicken,
how, beef, whatever one to me. Okay. No, this is on their from the family. I go from the family first.
Those are the best ones for sure
because it's familiar. But yeah, man, that's the and then with this, you know, special sauce. Ooh,
what special sauce you got?
Hey, special bro, special bro. Come on,
sounds
man.
Secret to
it's
me.
Family.
That's
stuff.
A secret sauce.
And then
you probably use ketchup.
Yeah,
ketchup, bro.
Cranch.
What?
The ranchito.
No, it's like a it's like a so Chipotle
style. So do you just like on
sauce.
New Year's,
kind of, huh? On Christmas time.
Okay.
More.
Make sure you get that plate.
That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it this time. I was so full.
Yeah, that's
so
what it means.
That. So full.
I ate tamales. Take away. I ate tamales. Yeah. Always looking for tamales like around the holidays. Usually right. They pop up without me searching, looking too
they
far.
Just show up,
especially in California if you're in SoCal.
Yeah,
like you can find them pretty much everywhere. And if you're Mexican or you know,
which
that,
is not necessarily a descent. Great thing because you can get some trash ass tamales.
No, trust me, dude. That's why there's a place in OC that I think it's I don't want to give the place away because that's my spot, but you can go over there, you got to order them in advance, and then they sell out like that day, and then you got people lined up for I don't know
days.
So yeah, always look for tamales. Of course, for like Thanksgiving, I don't really fuck with turkey too much.
No, not too much.
I look for tamales. I look for pozole.
Okay,
the white people would say pozole.
Yeah. I can't forget my Bisco Cheetos though. My
cousin
hooked it up this year.
Thank you, Marlo.
Yeah,
she popped up at the door and her and Elise, my cousin and her
all
daughter.
All the way from Torrance,
bro. Damn. All the way, and they came all the way out to the IE
two times.
Yeah, to visit the Irate Studios, and they dropped off some. I think they're like, I want to say like they're Spanish style cookies, man.
Okay.
They're not Mexican cookies. I think they're Spanish.
They contain a lot of lard.
Yeah, a lot of lard, flour, powdered sugar, cinnamon. Like? Delicious.
Like heaven.
Like, okay. Yeah.
They're like the thick ones?
Thick.
Oh.
Medium size for these ones.
Okay.
Depends on, yeah.
Yeah, they're delicious, good. Man.
Nice. You've actually probably had them before, Trav.
Yeah,
probably at the crib at my mom's house. But those are definitely a treat. Pozole for New Year's, which I had. Mm-hmm. Tamales, which I had for Christmas and Thanksgiving. So as long as I have that, I'm good, man. Like it kind of makes it solidifies the holiday. Be like, okay, yeah, we're here.
Right.
We're here.
Yeah, that's what's up. It's so good, dude.
What about you, Trav?
I'm thinking and
don't tell me like a Popeye's chicken sandwich or something like that.
No, nothing like that.
Don't insult me, bro.
I don't really it's crazy because I don't really have a food.
Yeah,
and I'm really like I'm digging like the closest I can come is like the last 3-4 years. Rhett makes these they're the potatoes that are sliced. There's like a whole potato you slice it.
Yeah,
Hasselback potatoes.
Oh, there you go.
They're delicious and they're becoming kind of a thing
tradition.
For us, like our traditional our family.
Tradition, yeah.
But other than that, like I'm not a food person, you know. And she looks at me all crazy every grocery shopping trip she makes. She asks me, "What do you want?" I don't care. You get whatever. Like, I'm not a food person. Just, like, I don't have any suggestions. I don't have any. Whatever you get, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, when it comes around the holidays, like, it's been, like, 15 years since I've had, like, a traditional type, you know, dinner or food that was cooked. So, I don't really have a solid thing. It used to be eggnog, like Hennessy, and I didn't even do that this year.
Oh, wow.
Just because I was like, the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, I'm going to get some eggnog and Hennessy.
Hennessy
but it
shortage.
Just didn't seem real to me as far as like, it was my family thing.
Yeah.
Back when I was with my, you know, my mom or brothers.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to build traditions.
Yeah.
You feel me? So like whatever I've been eating since Diesel's been alive, that's kind of like my thing. So the Hasselback potatoes.
Oh, nice! That sounds actually delicious. Oh, I love any potatoes.
Bro, and she hooks it up, dude. She puts like little pieces of bacon in some of them, little pieces of ham, different types of cheese. She makes a cheese sauce, pours it all over.
Damn.
Dude, it's so good.
One thing I did miss this holiday, and Christian probably will say the same, is that we didn't eat with our mom this year at all. Right.
Oh yeah.
We missed our mom or dad, so it's a little different, which is okay. Yeah. But you know, it was a little
not as satisfying.
Different. It was one of those puzzle pieces missing. You know what I mean? Which is fine. But you know, one of those things. But what about New Year's resolutions for 2021, man? What do you intend on doing differently in this year?
Differently?
Do you make resolution?
Oh yeah, every year, every year. I try to stick to just one single resolution, and my resolution this year was to start 3 LLCs.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, just focusing on those, that's going to be a resolution, and I make it simple so that way I always there's no confusion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's you either do it or you don't.
And you do you tell people about like your plans, or is it just is it all personal?
I try not to. Yeah. I try not to, because it's like I don't want to do it for anybody else but myself. I mentioned it to like maybe a few people.
Yeah,
you feel me? Just to kind of like you know, just solidify it in my mind. But Jonah actually
players moving Jonah, silent.
Seriously, he put me back on track. About 3 months ago, I think I mentioned it in this little, you know, entrepreneur group chat thing that we're in. And he said, he uses this phrase, this ain't nothing to it but to do it. Mm. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Enough said. Say less. Done. You know, like, that's what I'm going to do. Because, you know, I don't like announcing it, you know? Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah, that's me too, man. I don't really announce my shit. I just kind of keep everything to myself. But what I learned too is that you kind of have to spill the beans a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just learned that today on the other podcast on Let's Get Into It, the business of entertainment.
Shout out to them guys.
Yeah, for sure. Roberts was dropping some nuggets. He said you kind of have to spill the beans a little bit. Oh, we were talking to Antoine Fisher today, by the way.
Nice.
One of our best.
Great
actor. Our best.
He was on before also.
Best guest, yeah.
Was he your first black guest?
No, I was, but but he came on today, and he said that you do have to kind of because he's real reserved, man, super quiet guy. So is Roberts and Tootie and myself. He said, no, you kind of have to say something.
Yeah,
that way you can get a little pat on the back, a little little push in the butt, a little encouragement, but you don't want to divulge everything because people either hate on you or they're going to steal your ideas too. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially in the entertainment industry. But that's another story for another day. But it's that kind of thing. And, you know, that's kind of how my style is. But for me, I don't make any resolutions, really. Right. I just say that I got to focus, you know, but I say that every week.
Yeah.
But I think that I have to, you know, get my organization skills back up to where they need to be. But I don't write them down or anything like that. I just kind of keep a mental on that. What about you, Christian?
Just by March 5th, my birthday, be in a little bit better shape. That's it.
Oh, dude.
That's it for me. What's up. And just to keep my family, you know, me be able to provide for my family and our household and, you know.
Yeah, that's important, man, for sure.
Everyone thinks that it's a given, but man, like, you got to work to stay employed.
It's so it's so hard. You know, it's so. And especially this year, I'm sure that, you know, 60% of the people out there can tell you that, hey, you had to find a way to make some scratch.
Yeah.
And I see, and sometimes I hear, like, okay, there was a lot of people going out and doing their own business and doing, kind of everybody was doing the same things. Mm-hmm. You know, and people would be like, oh, fuck, they're doing this too. Oh, my God. Like, I was like, dude, yeah, that's cool. But fuck, man, they got to, you know, $5-$10 adds up here and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you're a real hustler about it, like, you can turn that into, you can turn it into something, man.
You can flip everything.
With all due respect to Erica,
mm-hmm.
she took something that, you know, she believes in.
Yeah.
And she made it grow. You know, she was putting on events. You know, she's got bigger plans for 2021.
Yeah.
A little business like that. It's got some passion, some fire in it. You know, and on top of that, the product is amazing.
She has a hustler's mind in general.
That's what I'm saying.
I love that. So, like, literally every time I run into her, there's something new.
Perfect. That coupled with some bomb products or, you know, something that people want.
Yeah. It could be the weakest product with Erica and Travis and my brother. Like, for real. Yeah. It could be the weakest one. And the mentality is still there to push it.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, no, it's true. And I like to see that, man. So, like, shout out to Miami Chakruda.
Yeah.
Big shout out. Hashtag make a drip.
Hashtag make a drip. It's that kind of thing. But, you know, because to be honest, there's like, I had all my friends saying, hey, try this Remy Dip. Try this. No. Yeah, okay. This is trash.
Right.
To be honest.
No, dude, I'm good. Dude. I don't eat that.
As soon as they tried Erica's, it was, you know, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
Which is, it says a lot about, you know, the passion and the time that you put into getting your product ready for public consumption, man. And if you really want to put yourself out there, it's got to be good, dude.
Yeah.
It's like doing this podcast, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we can't just come over here and just, I mean, we do most of the time 50% talk shit and just be ourselves, which is cool. But, you know, people do give feedback about what we're saying and what we're actually talking about, you know?
Exactly.
And and it's good to get that feedback from those people. But, yeah, I appreciate that from everybody, too, and the hustlers out there. You know, it's inspiring to see, you know, even for my little shit that I do, you know, on the sides.
Yeah.
I say sides because I got like a million sides, you know? I got like a million
jobs.
You
have to.
You have to, man. You got to have more than one income stream. You really can't depend on just one thing. And listen, I've tried that before. I've done it before. It's very hard because there's always something, especially for me, like it's very hard to tie me down to like a desk job or somewhere that I have to be at because there's like a million other things that I do that I need to be not connected to something at the hip. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
A little bit of fraud on the side to stay alive.
That's it, bro. It's all the sides. All
to
the sides.
Survive in Cali, you need to do
it. Yeah, you dive into that steak, but I need the sides, man. And, you know, I need my drink. I need my ice. I need everything.
Yeah. And it feels good to all of a sudden have something that you forgot you even, like my thing is I got an eye for good furniture. You know, and good deals. Like I just recently bought, not recently, but I bought these like heavy metal tulip tables, and I bought like 8 of them.
Yeah,
and I was slinging them. I think 100 a piece.
Yeah,
and it feels good to get someone to hit you up. Hey, you still got those tables?
Yeah, yeah.
It's $100 out of nowhere. Put that somewhere else. Flip that to 150, and you know that helps out.
Yeah,
you know, and wash and repeat.
I love it, man. I don't think if I hit the lotto, I'm still gonna try to do something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'll try to sell something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm gonna try and sell my film. Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question: if you hit the lotto, you win $30 million. What do? You take the payments or the lump sum?
Lump sum.
Lump sum. What about you, Chico?
Taxes are pretty deep.
$15 million. You're getting back. That's it.
Oh, man,
it's $15 million you never had.
I would have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact plans yet for when I hit the lotto, but I think I need the fast cash, man.
Because
I could get to what it would be in the long run, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would take the lump sum as well.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to always say payments.
Yeah.
Because I could take the money, you know, work with it, and it was so I won't go broke or whatever. But nah.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
I could take $5 million, live very comfortable, and invest $10 million.
Live more comfortable in a year.
And be good. That $10 million, I would probably flip to $20-30 million in 10 years.
Bitcoin.
Plus, I don't trust any you know lottery.
Exactly.
Shove money in my account. You know?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, no doubt.
They could just forget about me. Like,
And you'll end up paying more taxes if you get the payments anyway.
Yeah, well, I think the lump sum is the way to go. Get your money and go.
Yeah.
Get your money invested and don't be stupid.
I'm good with that. I'm gonna blow it like Iverson. Fuck it.
He didn't blow it. He got $30 million coming to him.
Now
he would have blew it though.
He would have blew it. He had a few rough years. Got crossed up in life.
I'll spend it like MC Hammer, Daddy.
Got stepped over in life a couple times. You know.
No, for sure,
but
man.
We all have, man. That sucks.
Hey, let's wrap up the questions with this one here. And this is like a 3-part question here. What's the biggest challenge or what do you think is going to be okay? What's the biggest challenge facing humanity in 2021? Do you think it's going to bring us closer together? And can you make any predictions about 2021?
I got that one. The mentality of, you know, the average American, I hope would increase, wise up a little bit rather,
right?
Less sheepish.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Say the other question again, bro.
Before I crumple it. What's the biggest challenge facing humanity in 2021?
Yeah, that right there.
And then what predictions are you going to make in 2021? Because you can. This is all subjective. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, this is what we're here for. Everything we do on this podcast is subjective and, you know, objective too, but, you know, it's half and half.
I don't know. I'm pretty good with the predictions.
Oh. I think, less sheepish predictions. What's
I know you don't like that kind of shit, but
no, I mean, there's 1,000 things that we're told, and you have to pick one, and that's your right one you choose. And you know, I have no predictions for the world,
right?
Yeah. I want to live more comfortable this year,
yeah.
Every year is an advancement for me personally, you know, And that's it. Just basic stuff for me. No predict. Like, yeah, that's not my thing. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think, Super Bowl predictions?
Oh, there you go.
Nah, man. See,
Chargers?
I just wait. Why? I just wait. Yeah.
I think that my prediction is no one's going to be happy with the outcome of the election. City council right here in Riverside. with the national election, you know what I mean? I don't think anybody's going to be happy with that. I think I strongly disagree.
You said nobody? Like no one. Or just...
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
The majority will not.
That's a given.
Yeah, I'm going to say majority won't be.
I think the majority will.
Interesting.
It's already recorded.
Keep reading that Obama book, bro.
I will. I'm almost done. I'm 50% through.
Let us know when he comes out with part two.
Part two. This is like...
When he writes from prison.
This is like his fifth book. Why would it be prison? Dude, no, I'll read Trump's book from prison.
Oh, there you go.
Go ahead. You hear the phone call?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was dope, right? Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's just a broad prediction. Yeah. Of course, I don't make that kind of assumptions about humanity, but I think the biggest challenge that we're going to face as humans here on Earth is, just trying to be united again.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big challenge. That's uniting.
It doesn't have anything to do with coronavirus or fucking Cardi B or you know, I think it does though. John Cena. Whatever.
People have that mental in them though.
But that's what I'm saying. So like being united as Americans and bringing it back to how
2001.
Okay.
9/11 style.
Exactly, bro. Okay. Exactly. Do you see the contrast from then until now? Like, we're in the same, it's the same people here.
Well, I was just going to ask, like, what's the most patriotic period that you lived in your life? And I just thought, probably for me, that time. It was real patriotic for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Know, baseball was involved. Wrestling was involved. The world was like, sports was the main baseball focus involved, that brought people together, So, yeah.
Yeah, it was heavy, man. That was definitely... 9/11 was the catalyst to a lot of reunited citizens.
It shouldn't be like that.
No,
it shouldn't be like that with life, with people. You know, funerals not where you get the most pumped up on that person. You know, tragedy is not where you're supposed to. It's so hard to just do it constantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always takes a tragedy, they say.
Yeah, but I think that's the biggest
hurdle.
The hurdle that we're going to face in humanity in 2021. Hopefully it changes, but I'm of course optimistic. What about you, Trav? make a prediction, man, for 2021.
Yeah, I think that the economy is going to come roaring back, like within this year, like in a way that no one would ever predict. I think that it's not only going to come roaring back with a stronger prediction than anybody would ever guess, but I think that if the Democrats win the House and the Senate, I think that the power that they'll have to change it in the direction that they want, which is, it's every party's given right if they win it, you know what I mean? Regardless of the disputes and people thinking that it wasn't legit, whatever you
doesn't
feel.
Matter.
Yeah, whatever you feel, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And I think with that different sense of direction, it may not please everybody as far as what they would want, but I think the decisions that are going to be made are going to be made in such a way that it's going to only focus on the entire United States, not just one single special interest party. And I think the regulations that will be implemented are going to be hated for the first 2 years, but at the end of the day, it's going to benefit everybody. And I think that by the end of this guy's term, we're going to be in the best position we've been in the last 15, 20 years.
I really hope so, man.
I really do.
Interesting.
I don't think that it's going to be a gloom and doom type vibe by the end of the year. I think that we're going to probably have one of the biggest celebrations of life come next year, 2021, right before New Year's. I really do. I think this is about to be one of the best years ever that we've seen in the United States for a long time.
I really hope so. I'm always looking for the positive and the the silver lining,
right?
Because at the end of the day, like, all this Democrat, Republican, conservative bullshit, like, I don't care. Yeah. It's all about because they're not in control, man. Like, you know, they can remove genders from Congress, you know, mm-hmm. saying no more mother, father, blah, blah, blah.
Genders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No more gender roles. Gotcha. You know, a man and a woman, you know, get out of here.
Yeah.
See, that kind of stuff doesn't make sense.
That's just for them, though. It doesn't apply. But, that's right. just for them.
But yeah, yeah.
But because it's not for you.
Right, exactly.
But for a lot of people, they're
down with
they
that.
Hang on all those words, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, but it is what it is, man. And I'm not... You know, I don't judge. I just say, hey, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. But don't make your beliefs my beliefs. You know right. what I mean? It's just okay. that kind of thing.
And I also think either Tampa Bay or the Bills will win the Super Bowl.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
We'll revisit this in another month and a half.
Oh, for sure. What is it, February 12th?
Yeah.
And then mark my word, Tampa Bay or Buffalo Bills.
Who's going to win?
I hope Tampa Bay, but if I had to put a grand down, I would say Buffalo Bills.
Dang, oh. Against your own team.
Wow.
I said I would love for Tampa Bay to win, but I'm telling you, I've been watching the Bills since someone put me onto them about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And if you look at the progression of, like, perfection of a team, the Bills. All day long.
I was going to say Chargers, but okay.
Bro, the Chargers can barely... They need arrows to get themselves out of the locker room.
It's very disheartening, man, to see the Chargers, and especially the Chargers fans. The Chargers fans are the most diehard, disappointed mm-hmm. people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Get used to that.
I know, but, you know, hey, it is. It's just another animal, man.
It's hard to get used to. I got the Lakers that did something for me.
Yeah.
Thank God. But the Chargers, the Angels,
yeah.
Man, the Kings.
Oh, man.
All the time.
These L's.
It's been a while since, you know, anything. LA was dope because that was just dope.
Right.
It's, yes.
Man, it's Chargers. Close to home. We need a new coach.
What's the biggest thing for humanity in 2021? What's the biggest thing they're going to face in 2021?
I think that just natural disasters have been ramping up. No one talks about it. You know what I mean? You know how they say they ran out of
natural disasters?
Both. Whether it's fake, whether it's fake or whether it's real, people still losing their house. It's still flooding.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's causing it, I think natural disasters are going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to get our shit together as far as, like, emergency rescue services and rebuilding, like, grid and roads, and just being able to re-prompt herself up like China does when some shit happens. It seems like they'll lose a city
and
build
another
city. I'm
about to slap you right now, fool.
Like in comparison
to China.
Like mount up for the aliens. Yeah.
Yes, right. You know what we need, man? We need more Greta Thunberg, bro.
Jesus Christ. No, okay. So regardless of if you don't like a country, you like if a country makes a really good meal or if they have the best cars or you know you can respect them for that. You don't have to hate them for every single thing.
No,
like I'm not a fan of communist China, but there's certain things that they do right. Why you think we buy all their shit?
Panda Express,
you know what I mean?
They're cracking sometimes, you know what I mean?
Hey, those crab rangoons.
Yeah. So like they've been through so many natural disasters that they have certain ways of handling fires, rebuilding, you know, roads. I mean they had the most growth in their economy and just population and cities of any other country in the world ever in history.
You gotta stop reading that Obama book.
Bro, this is not from the book, bro. This is not from the book. I'm just saying, like for real, like we need to step up. Like when Louisiana, when the levee broke, like it took forever. All those people sleeping in the Superdome or whatever.
Yeah, because George Bush doesn't like black people.
No, it's just we don't have the advancement of being able to go in and, like, you know, help people like we should.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
Chad. Like when Puerto Rico had that devastation, you know, like people were like, you know, Puerto Rico. No, like I just think that we need to focus on things like that. Like you got somebody that's in office right now saying America first. Like it starts in the home. You know, you can go outside your house and be like, yeah, I take care of my family. I take care of this. I do that. I do that. But like, do you really? You feel me? Like you could say one thing but not do it. And like people are going to believe it. But, like, look what's happening. You know, I think we need to really focus. Like, he had it right when he was saying it, but he didn't do anything to fix it. Mm-hmm. So we need to focus on, like, our roads. We need to focus on our schools. We need to focus on natural disasters. And taking care of it and getting medical aid and rebuilding our neighborhoods and shit like that. Well, like, we need to really focus on that.
If the politicians stop paying themselves, we'll be fine.
I think I'm going to run for mayor.
Yeah, you should.
Mayor.
You should.
You can start by cleaning this
up. It's time for Morales to be back in office.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm looking forward to 2024.
24?
Yeah.
I see.
I'll be his campaign manager.
That'll be the day.
Oh, I thought you were going to run.
Call it mayor.
I thought you were going to run.
No, this is not my official work. Is it your official
campaign announcement?
No. That'll be on the next
Keep them guessing.
This will be next season.
Keep them guessing.
When I talk about the rest of my family.
By the way, this is the last episode in season two, man. This is really cool. We made it through the whole year.
That's crazy.
One complete year. We had, I don't know, three or four episodes or weeks that we didn't post.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't for any specific reason. It's just maybe something didn't fit at the time.
How many weeks in a year? 50?
We got stuff to do, man. 52?
52?
Yeah.
Bro, to only miss three? That's not bad, bro.
It's not, we didn't miss anything, Trav.
We really
we're
didn't.
We're on our own schedule.
Kept it moving.
Hey, you know what? We didn't miss. I think, you know what? To be honest, we had 51.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, a couple of the audio issues possibly.
Right.
Oh, that's true. Oh, you know what? That is right, man. We missed one because of the audio was jacked up. One we didn't post. So we're caught up.
So we're right there.
And we even recorded a couple extra so we can have them in the can, which helped us out. So it was pretty seamless.
And we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Of stuff to implement this year. You know, when we do run into situations like that.
That's true. And I learned a lot in regards to how the production flow works.
Right.
What I can and cannot do, what we can do together.
Right.
There was a couple of hiccups, but nothing major. Yeah.
No, no. You know what? Now if something happens, it'll be like, oh, there's an immediate solution.
Exactly.
And nothing is too crazy. I made it pretty simple for myself. Not to say that you guys don't do any of this shit, but I'm saying like, you know, the flow just to get it rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had to learn a system, you know, with the help of you guys, you know, basically just if there was, it's basically a tag team match, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, oh, for sure. You know, that's what I appreciate
about. Triple threat match.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate about this kind of thing. It makes it so seamless. It doesn't feel like, even though, to be honest with you, this took me like a long time to set up all this shit.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it because I'm passionate about it. I love it. It doesn't feel like work. You know, other people say like, you know, if some people might,
the more you love it, the less it feels like work.
Yeah. And you have people who support you that say, hey, no, do your thing. You know, spouses and girlfriends and wives and, you know, mothers and, cousins and brothers and, you know, they say, hey, no, it's good. And you get feedback, man. It's nice to hear. Not that we're here for that because we're here for ourselves.
Right.
And
but it does give you that extra, you know, 91 octane when you're like thinking it's getting stale. Ooh, someone hits you up out of nowhere like, yo.
That mental bump.
I just listened to episode 22.
Yeah.
And you're on like 45. You're like, damn, what you think? I was like, man, that was really good. Like me and the wife. Like it does. Or you hear someone say something. Like someone said booty lips. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, okay, I know where you got that from.
You get that,
you feel me?
The meme with Jim Carrey hanging out the limousine when you hear booty lips.
We should post that. I'm gonna post that.
Yeah.
Poke your head out.
So I'm just ready to
look
have
for
more
the new shirt.
To have more fun this year. You know, like there was a lot of things that we talked about doing that we didn't do, but there's a lot of things we did do.
Oh,
that we talked about doing, like the wing challenge. That was
that was fun,
man.
It was fun.
Like there's a lot of things that we threw out there and we did about 75% of them. Now we can revisit those ideas.
Okay.
And do
now
them
that
again.
We're go ahead, Christian.
No, go ahead.
Now that we're caught up and we're up to speed in regards to what we can do individually.
Right.
Like there's we've all filled in the gaps seamlessly, and it feels good. And now I'm confident that we can do. You know what I almost suggest today? Say, hey, why don't we just go up to the top of Mount Rubidoux?
I'm down for
set
that.
Up our shit.
I love
Riverside in the background and just go for at the top of the mountain just because we can.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Check this out. I peeped out a spot that we could do that at.
Let's do it.
It has an electric plug.
Yeah,
and it has the same 360 view.
Yeah. Oh.
Bro, see, this is something we did talk about.
It's sick.
That's true. But now I'm confident that we can go literally anywhere, whether it be in stealth mode, or we want people to recognize what the hell we're doing.
Right,
we can do it both ways.
Yeah.
You know another thing. So for those COVID testing sites, look out for Irate Masterminds in some aspect. I heard they're marketing hard around the areas over there.
Lately. Some COVID testing sites have been gracious enough to let us market and advertise very close to those locations,
right?
Which is really cool. There's like a couple of them in Riverside that they're bright green posters that are up.
Yeah, I really want to set up in a mall.
Oh yeah, we could do that. We can do that.
There's no one there.
Yeah. No,
that's true.
That's true. No, I want to set up in a mall. Like I like when I go through areas, yeah. I'm like I kind of look for people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I just want to people watch and commentate where? Like as we're people watching.
We want to freestyle as they walk by.
Pumas. Like you ever sit down, you people watching, like I wonder what that person does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if we get people kind enough to come over, you know, let's check our predictions.
Anybody bring me a Cinnabon right now, I'm gonna give you a t-shirt and a mug.
Done. Go. Like I just wanna involve more people. And just get like everyone's insight.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You never know who you may run into.
I just like that we're having fun. We get to hit the hard issues, mm-hmm. and because you know what, man, we're all living it. Everybody who listens is going through it.
Oh yeah.
And it's never been, we've never been so disconnected but connected at the same time.
Right.
All through what's going on in the world, and that's cool, man. That's the one main factor that I'm very proud to say that. The adversities helped us through connecting with our audience, and not that it's huge, because it's not.
Yeah,
it's substantial. Don't get me wrong, and thank God for all the listeners that we have. You know, it's very. It makes me proud to see that people, we're actually going through all the same things together.
Right,
the people who are listening.
You know what? I'm wearing the same. Same outfit, except the sweats. These are
from
the first episode. The hoodie and the hat.
Nice.
First episode that's attire. The sweats and shoes. I don't know.
I think I'm wearing the same hat.
I think you were wearing a Dodger one, maybe. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's man. So I had to bring it back.
I couldn't wear my short sleeve hoodie because I don't want anybody to see my muscles in my tattoos.
Oh, just wear some Under Armour under it.
A rash guard.
Yeah, gotcha. Dude, like you're a receiver, cornerback. Hey, I was gonna ask Trav, what's your best moment?
Yeah.
Real quick for Irate Masterminds, in your opinion, what was the happiest moment for you?
The happiest yeah, there you go.
For Irate Masterminds in 2020.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking question.
What about you, bro? Do you know? Well, Trav thinks.
Yeah, I know already. It's when you guys surprised me for my birthday show.
Oh,
I, man, okay. I really had no idea. And I was kind of upset at Darren because of what you made him tell me.
Yeah,
that
dude.
That we couldn't record at Downtown Experiment, which we're going to visit, by the way.
And everything got so jacked up anyway, man. We couldn't go over there. People, yeah. But thanks, Darren. Good looking out on that because
it went off
without some strings for me.
It went off without a hitch. It was unexpected surprises. I'll never forget it. I'm never really surprised that much because I don't expect a lot of things, but when I'm surprised, it makes me feel like it's like watching a movie for the first time. Like the best movie you ever seen, but this is the first time you've ever seen is a show stealer.
There's no rerun.
And you're like, oh shit, this guy. And something happens and the plot's just amazing. The writing's amazing.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah. And this is like the best movie that you've ever seen. So that was my, it made me the most happy, man.
Well, that's good. That alone is worth everything that was done. Not that it was extreme,
but it was enough that you produced. You were a producer,
right?
You went into producer mode. It's hard enough for people to be all in the same spot at one time, especially through this time. If it was any different, I don't think we would have did it any different. Maybe it would have been the same. Uh-huh. But for other people to give their time, and for you to put your neck out there and your feelers out there, and to ask, like for me, I would never ask. It's hard for me. Listen, I have people who are on deck, but it's hard for me to ask.
Yeah.
Right.
To say, hey, can you? It's just not my thing, you know?
What yeah. I mean? Gotcha. You know what? Here's what I've learned, bro. Through my process of rejections, and, you know, that's just sales for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go by saying, fortune favors the bold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
so
it's like a squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
In there you go. Yeah, it's the same type. You have to, because I always say, if I don't, and you hear this a lot too. Regina hears it a lot. Yeah. If I don't, then we're in the exact same position place, right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I just feel so embarrassed sometimes, bro.
Okay.
To be honest,
so would you rather be embarrassed or rather have not money in your pocket?
Yeah.
So that's real. But I know your personality is different. But you know what, bro? It took a lot for me to extend myself as a person to
put yourself
be as outgoing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just want to kick back. Like, I don't want to present in front of people. Yeah. Like, you know, like my allergies are all jacked up. Yeah. Like, I've had to stand in front of 100 people and present before where my eyes are just like bad from allergies. I'm like, oh my God. See,
funny because I don't have a problem with, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Like, I can go in front of people or, you know, tell jokes or say, hey, can you do this? Yeah, of course. There's going to be 1,000 people. Yeah, no problem. Or can you go on TV? Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
But
it's getting, it's like that middle thing.
Mm. Yeah, but you have to be bold to get there, and then you deal with it. Yeah, however you deal with it, but just like give me the job first, and I'll figure it out. Type of deal, you know. But
that makes sense, man. That's one thing I do have to get over. And you would think that people's perception of myself would think that I'm this way out guy who, from people who don't know me,
right?
You know, because I post all this outrageous bullshit on my Instagram and do all this stuff. But I'm really reserved, man. I'm really quiet. You know? I don't want to say the opposite of my brother, but definitely we're not the same.
Right.
But very similar in many ways. But you know what, bro?
Yeah.
It does fortune. Mm-hmm. Try it out.
Not
that you have.
No.
Because you have. Trust me. I just, you know. But try it out more.
Yeah.
And it really does favor. It really does favor. Yeah. I was told I'm really, really opinionated. You know, if you don't want to hear it, don't do some stupid shit around me. Straight up, like, because it will be let known. Like, don't bring your energy into my circle that you walked into.
Right.
You know, like if I walk into your circle, act a fool or whatever. You know.
Well, let me put it like this: I'm not afraid of rejection. I'm not afraid of anything.
Right.
I am still.
That's crazy because you're different. See what I mean? Yeah. I'm not afraid of that. I can care less what you say, but it's that. Me saying anything, but it's like even when I was like in the dating scene and the whole thing, like honestly, I just waited for everybody to come to me.
I don't remember ever getting rejected, bro. That's so funny.
Well,
it started after when I had to get in the workforce.
But yeah. I never was a proactive kind of guy, so it always kind of worked out because
I like how you worded that.
What is this feeling? What is going on?
No. So I always let them come to me, and whoever stuck, I was like, oh, they really into me.
You know, like cherry picking.
It's not so much cherry picking.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was
low fruit.
low hanging fruit. I got to have my choice. You know what I mean? Okay. So if they come to me and I don't like it, be like, well, let me go see who else wants to stick.
Like when you get some berries, like, you know, there's a bunch, you know,
I just don't like performing on command.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like performing. Like, that's like, I know what I, okay, so I know what I can do and what I can overcome, but I want to do it when I want to do it. I take pride in not being coaxed into doing shit.
Yeah.
Even though I know I can do it, because now I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for you.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for them.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the laugh.
Yeah.
And I don't consider myself a clown. I take myself very serious. And I could be clownish, you know, I could be funny, but I want to do it. There you go. Good,
oh, shit.
Good save. Nice.
That's probably the best move I got.
There you go.
So, okay. Like the big ass pool behind you.
So, like, I get what both y'all are saying. Like, I feel like I have both moments. Like, I don't like rejection, but also I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
I think that's what keeps me going, because I'm like, I'm not going to get rejected today.
Right, right.
Boom. Damn.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I love it.
I'm a statistics guy. Like, I can go into a situation, know kind of what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
And if I want to take that risk, I'll take that risk. But sometimes you get this gut feeling where you meet somebody, whether it be for a job interview, whether it be a girl you like, whether it be, you know, I'm going to go in here and see if they have any extra tickets, even though it says sold out
there. Yeah, you know what?
Yes,
you
yes.
You get this gut feeling.
Travis is like that.
Well, you know?
Travis is like that too.
Man, I tell... Sorry, Chad. Go ahead.
No, because I'm going to ride off of what you're going to say, because it's a moment you have where every moment in your life comes together, and in the back of your head it says, you've been around for a while. There's something not right with the situation, and your gut is telling you move forward even though everything is telling you stop.
True.
And then you get there and it works out in your favor, and it's not by luck. is there's something that you sense, there's something that you heard, there's something that's missing in the environment that just tells you that, like, this is going to go your way. And 90% of the time it does. 10% of the time, yeah, you are going to get rejected. Yeah. You know, you may be full of yourself. But 90% of the time, if you've been around for a while, if you feel like something could go your way, go for it.
Yep.
You know?
But it just means that day. Because, you know, statistically, and I love statistics too, like, I'll loop around next week and I'll close that guy. You know, you have to do it.
Exactly.
You have to do it. Exactly. But sometimes I go in the customer like, yo, you're my 10th customer today.
Yeah.
I haven't closed anyone. Right. You're my first and 10th customer mentality. Exactly. You know what I mean? So you want to close it. And if it messes me up. It messed me up a few times. I've learned a lot, dude. Like, cocky salesman, laid back salesman. Mm-hmm. Oh, really, like, interested about your life sales. You know, colors of the chameleon, you know, in the social world.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. I got to stick to what works. Yeah. And I found, but there's always improvement, man.
But even as salespeople, we think we know all the time.
Yeah.
But it's a confidence you have to have as a salesperson, because if you ask somebody if they want to buy something 10 times, you're only going to get about 30 or 40% of the people to say yes. You're not going to close everybody. Yeah. But if you don't ask 10% or all 10 people, and you only ask the people you think that we're going to close, you're only going to close like 15-20%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the same thing with life.
You just got to stand out. Yeah. Shoot you have your to shot. Stand out. I was told I stood out in this whole process, and I just hope. I was like in my head, like, because I know no one else was doing the stuff in between now and the second interview. Right. You know, I know it for a fact. I was told that. And little things like that you have to do. You just can't wait. You can't be pending.
You can't.
Even though it says pending 100 times, you have to go ask. Like you said, if it says close, go ask.
Go ask.
That's
And I live by simple phrases. It helps me make decisions in really tough situations. I have a tattoo on my arm that says neck spay, neck with two. Everybody asks, what the fuck does that mean?
Under the Obama tat?
Under the Obama tat. You really hate that I like this guy. Okay, I love that it gets to you. I love that it's on your mind, because you're going to go to sleep thinking about it. You have a nightmare. You're going to wake up in night sweats.
I'm going to wake. Never mind.
That's COVID.
But,
COVID.
I'm going to wake up to Michael's dong swinging in my face. Michael Obama, get out of my train. Oh, my God. Anyways.
So, that's that funnel again.
Listen, I'm here reflecting what you guys are saying, because
about Michael and the dog.
It's really hitting home, man, because all these things that you say, like, I don't do any of these things. You know what I mean?
But, like, you really got to live. You know how, like, soldiers live by a creed, you know? And it looks like they're robots. They're not robots.
Yeah, I get it.
They live by a creed. It's like, you know, tackle today, whatever it is. My tattoo helps me through so many situations, because it means without hope, without fear. Now, if you want to be twisted, you can twist it to whatever you want. People are like, oh, you don't have any hope? Come on. You know, or, oh, you don't have any fear? Really? Yeah. Really? Let me put this gun in your face. No, it really means what it is. Like, going to a situation without riding on the fact that you hope that this will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also going to the situation without having any fear that this will happen. When you go into a situation so even-minded like that, you're prepared for both outcomes. You're satisfied with both outcomes. Because if you go in and you don't get it, you had no fear that you would get it or not get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You move on to the next. That's what you would have had to do anyway.
Yeah.
But also, going there with no solidified hope that you would get it. So if you do get it, you're pleasantly surprised. But also ready to tackle whatever is in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go into situations that they only think they'll win. And then when they finally pull the trigger and they lose, they're devastated.
Yep.
Or now they're scarred for life. They don't want to do it again. Exactly. Ever. You know what I mean? So, like, I approach everything with that same point of view. You feel me? Without any hope, without any fear. Because, these three businesses that I want to start up, these three LLCs, like, I don't have any hope that they're going to make me a millionaire overnight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I do not fear that they will fail. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, like, it helps me approach it with the even mind state, you know?
Yeah.
So I think people should start taking more chances and stop taking so many risks. You know what I mean?
Chances,
So it's like, you just got to be even. Don't play yourself. You know, you think you're better than you are, or you think you know more than you do, and you approach the situation when it doesn't work, now you don't want to fuck with it anymore. No. Yeah. get back on that fucking shit and try it again.
That just makes like sense, man.
Fucking, Jesus. What's that electrician? It didn't get any, not Tesla. Electrician.
Thomas yeah. Edison.
Tesla.
No, was it Tesla?
Nikolai, I want to say, yeah, Nikolai Tesla.
This Tesla. Dude failed so many fucking times, but he really didn't fail. Everything was stacked up against him. But he knew that what he was doing was the right thing.
Well, yeah. Failure, you know, like we just, said earlier, yeah. failure is part of success. Yeah,
exactly. So you may not even know what you're presenting to the world or leaving for someone else or what nugget you bestowed on someone in their youth that yeah. they'll hit you back up about 15 years from now. I get it all the time. People that I used to fuck with 10, 15, 20 years ago, man, you told me this and it changed my life. Not quote unquote, you know what I mean? Not yeah. the exact words, but basically, you know? So
basically.
Yeah, basically. yeah. Regardless.
Regardless.
I love that fucking
word. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, so yeah. Like if anybody out there doesn't have a resolution, my last year's resolution did me so well. Push myself. You feel me? Just push yourself. Do something you would never do. Yeah. Take a route home that you didn't take. Go yeah. to a store you've never been. You know, talk to a person.
Aldi.
I've
never been to Aldi
yeah,
until this year.
Yeah, go in that bitch. Yeah, you know, like if you've never done something, go do it. You never know who you might meet. You never know what
haven't
experience.
Haven't been back.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. That's
back.
True, though, Trav.
Yo, they got some wild fish in
You talking about fish. The customers or the actual
nah,
produce?
The actual yeah. bro. I ain't never seen so many fish eyes looking at me. but yeah, you know, if you've never been on a plane because you're afraid, yeah. fucking go to the airport. You know, you have to get on a plane. Just push yourself.
No, I know what you're saying, man. It makes sense. And like I said, I'm here reflecting mm-hmm. because I really need to change that. Yeah. Fuck, man. It's annoying. I annoy yeah. myself all the time. Dude. It's like, yeah. dude, come on. Like,
shit. I'm sad right knowing now. knowing that you annoy yourself is yeah. half the battle.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Now you just got to figure out why.
I'm just like, F it, man. Sometimes. Yeah. And I'm like, dang, this may have been bad, Regina. Yeah. She's just like, we'll see.
Yeah.
She's always like that. She's like always waiting. Like, we'll
see.
I've
been meaning to bring this up. It's kind of corny.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you guys seen the movie Soul?
No, not yet.
That's good.
No,
that's good. Yet. That's good. Okay, so.
No spoiler alert.
People are going to hate
it. Soul Plane.
No, Soul Plane. I still haven't seen Soul Plane.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
No, but Obama likes the movie Soul, let's not get into like the complications
okay.
of it.
Okay, okay.
But
okay,
for
okay.
forever on my Instagram, I had the phrase, the meaning of life is to live. You feel me? Okay. And I was like, that's straight from me.
From you?
Yeah, that's me. Okay. Like the meaning of life. That's a Trasky one
oh.
quote right there. Ooh. Official. That's the meaning of
I don't live to live, homie.
The meaning of life is to live. And this movie hits it right on the head.
Fucking Parasite.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a lot of people, they go through life now. Like they're like, I gotta get this or I gotta get this one job. Not trying to touch on what you're talking about, but like I gotta do this or I gotta be the champion of this or the number one of that.
Yeah.
Yo, you started boxing. That is the accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, you don't have to be the best. You just started taekwondo or jiu-jitsu. That's the accomplishment
got
right
my
there.
Ass kicked.
Ain't
perfect example.
Go ahead.
Fight Night. Remember that game?
Yeah.
We used to play all the
I
time.
I love that fucking
game. So they put Tyson and Ali
yep.
on their automatic.
Yep.
And I recently got the game again.
No.
Like I found it.
What
in,
system?
This is for the Xbox.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, of course, I turned my controller into Irate Mastermind's colors.
No!
The yellow thumb grips.
I love it.
But I was like, let me try this.
Yeah.
I want to fight Ali automatically.
Right.
I'll be Tyson because they have
yeah.
him ranked higher
yeah.
in the game. I'm like, dang, what the heck? So, I kid you not, I probably lost to him. It's only been about 3 months.
Yeah.
I legit probably lost to him 150 times.
Oh, to Mike?
To Muhammad Ali.
No, he's
consistently. Bro. There's yeah. never, I never knocked him down.
Right.
I always come so close. Then my little yeah. son Micah, he likes to grab a controller because
right.
he knows
yeah.
he's gonna win.
Right,
so
right.
he gets all pumped up, yeah. and I'm like,
hey, you know what I heard today?
What's
that? Kids know no doubt.
Yeah, no, they're
kids
fearless.
Don't know any doubt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Curiosity yeah. over. Yeah, that's a backing up. What was I saying?
Ali.
Oh yeah, he knows yeah. he's gonna win. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
150.
I'm like, dang. And I'm like, Regina, just watch this round. Watch this
yeah,
round.
Yeah.
Look how close I lose. You know?
Right.
So I totally get it.
Yeah.
And I had an intense game of Madden right before I shanked the field
Madden
goal
so
with
long.
1 second left.
No.
in front of the family.
No. So,
that's funny.
Anyway.
Oh, those are devastating.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Humiliation at its, in its finest.
No, but like.
But you keep going at it.
So,
is what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. So, but more than anything, I'm trying to say is like the meaning of life is to live. So just because you don't hit a certain accomplishment in your mind,
yeah,
there's people that never even attempt it.
True, man. True. I think about that all the time. I think about that all the time.
But you only fail if you never start.
Yeah, and I think about even all the opportunities that I get too, you know, and it's like, dude, people will never be here. Never, ever in their wildest imagination.
Yep.
And it's insane. And it's like, damn, I'm really thankful for that. And I should really. See, that's my thing. Like, I always come to the point where it's like, damn, I really shouldn't push it anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, bro. But you know what? Me and you together have been in a lot of cool places, venues.
Yeah.
Like, for example,
just a,
like
just a lot of
random,
cool situations that
no one
would
else
have
is.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Example, All-Star game with my cousin who worked at Angel Stadium.
Oh,
we were like
dude.
The only ones in like this finest restaurant in Angel Stadium. Yeah. Me and my brother eating like buffet.
Yeah.
Off random. So random. And like, dude, no one is here. No one else is doing
There's
this.
People that would just die to be inside of a professional stadium.
Or to do a podcast, man.
Or like, be outside their city.
Do a podcast.
Yeah, be a, do a
podcast. They have no idea what to do. They're scared.
Yep.
No one's giving them an opportunity or they think they can't do it. You know what I mean? You know, or you're meeting people that you never thought you'd meet and they actually, you know.
Being cool with you.
Being cool with you or, you know. Living somewhere that you never thought you'd live because you didn't take a chance.
Exactly.
Or you thought you couldn't.
Yeah.
And
it all falls back on that in the movie because if you watch the movie and ignore all the stuff that people are going to get critical about, like the whole heaven, hell, whatever, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The meaning of the movie is the point of life is to just live. You know what I mean? Like, don't just wake up, breathe, eat, shit, go back to bed. I'm talking about just live. You know, jump out the plane. Go talk to the girl that you think would never give you a time of day. And if she doesn't, at least you went to go talk to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't shit yourself before you get there. Don't be self-deprecating. You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking destroy it.
How fun was it back in the day to be like, yo, go talk to that girl?
Oh, it was awesome.
And then the four or five that are watching, you'd be like, is he going to get it? He's going to get it. That fool always gets it. I hope he don't get it.
Exactly,
And then someone had the inside information. She has a man.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
she only got one leg.
Exactly.
Oh, he don't want to mess with that one.
No, no.
Her brother from the block.
Yeah. Wait till he's missing four fingers.
But it's so funny, like, oh dang, the homie got him. Oh, he got rejected.
And then people, when it happens, what do? They look amazed.
That's
a miracle. Nah, the miracle was that people thought that he couldn't even go up there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the miracle was that, like, you know, everyone thinks this negative way about people and what they can do, but that's the problem. Stop worrying about what other people think you can do.
Just
go fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you don't succeed, know that success is just trying, not accomplishing and crushing every goal within the trying. It's the trying that's the most important part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people that don't drive. Oh, I'm afraid to drive. Okay, what the fuck are you afraid to drive? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, because you might get in an accident. Okay, well, get in the accident first.
Oh, my God.
And then be afraid.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? People, so,
you know, one of my friends showed us that he wasn't afraid one time. My friend Joda, you know, he was a little tipsy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
that story, I love.
There was about
story.
Five, six people with us, including him.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, he was done.
Yeah.
And bouncers are, let's go. You know, the bouncers, the hard tap on the back, like, let's go. You know? And then
a tap push.
Yeah. And then he grabbed Jonah's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jonah just looked at his shoulder. And then he saw the hand on his shoulder. And then he just grabbed it and then gave it back to the guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the dude was a big bouncer, man. And he's just like, don't touch me. And he walked to the parking lot. He's like, you got to go. He's like, I'm going to fight this guy. Okay, Jonah. This dude's a middle linebacker.
Bro.
Played at San Bernardino
Huge.
Valley. And he was just ready, not faded, you know, on some Red Bull probably, you know.
Yeah.
And just taking care of business. He's like, I got this one. So I was just like, Jonah, let's roll.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, let's roll.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. And then I hear my other friend, just let him. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, nah, dude, he's going to get knocked out. And then Jonah pushed me.
Yeah.
Like, to get away from him.
Right.
I said,
awesome.
Hey, I'm going to let him, Renee.
Oh, wow.
But then Jonah went up to his Goliath, right?
Yeah.
And then he put his arms up like he was in, like, you know, the 1920s
like
with the curly,
like
curly mustache, put your dukes up type of stuff. Yeah. And he just got whopped.
Yeah. You know why I love that story? I love that story.
He showed heart.
He, he not only showed heart, but I guarantee you, you could find that guy and ask him if he remembers that fight. He'll never forget that fight.
Yeah. Oh,
because he's fought people. And I know this guy. Yeah. He didn't even drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's no bullshit type of guy. He's gotten in fights where he had to fight.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. He's gotten in fights where he already knew he was going to beat this guy.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you there's very few fights where he got in a fight where he knew he would win, but the guy showed heart. You feel me?
I get it.
I guarantee you.
He showed drunkenness is what he showed.
Yeah.
But you know, we always
he was definitely drunk, but Jonah's got a lot of heart, man.
Jonah, there was no position. No, we couldn't allow it, but he allowed it himself.
Yeah. I wish I was there.
Funniest part. He was at Denny's after, right across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And there's like 10 of us in there, and his head is on the table. Mm-hmm. And he looks up at all of us, all faded. He's like, "Hey, is that guy all right?" Put his head down. We're like, "Shut your drunk ass up." And then he'll bring it up like, "Hey, remember that one time I beat that bouncer's ass?"
Damn. That's funny.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I love that.
Thank God he didn't hit his head on like one of parking spot things.
I think
or whatever.
He hit him like what, twice?
It was a good boop boop.
He didn't want to hurt him, but
he just put him down.
Yeah, every now and then you have to. It's like, let's say you're defending your girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know you're about to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
But there's something that builds inside of you when you step up. You know what I mean? Like, Jonah was just, don't touch me.
He was just faded.
Yeah, he was faded.
I'm going to pick up a brick Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Debo.
Yeah, he had his Debo moment. Yeah, but, you know, he was not Debo.
Shout out to Jonah. He's gotten me out of a lot of trouble. Like, physically out of trouble. Yeah, thank you, Jonah.
I don't like defending those girlfriend moments.
You know the girlfriend moments? No. Oh, yeah.
My thing is just, like, don't say anything. Like, don't talk back.
That's how I got this right here in my lip.
You put me in a position. You know what I mean?
Huh. Crazy.
Yeah,
I heard a different story.
Because as soon as they say something new, it's, you know, it just gets
exactly
snowballed up. Exactly. It's all bad.
You know, Rhett, I just remember that story. So, so we went to Virginia, like when my brother was first, you know, back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you feel me? It's been a while.
Yeah,
and we went to Virginia Beach.
Ooh,
and
fancy.
Red was looking nice, boy. Like, she was nice.
Okay. Oh,
she's still nice, but I'm telling you, like, she was looking nice.
You got pictures?
We went to a club. Yeah, we got pictures. we went to a club in Virginia. It was all black. Every single fucking person there was black, except one guy that was working in the front
and Red.
And one guy that was on a bike that was instigating, most likely a cop or something, right?
Yeah. From outside the club?
Outside the club, drunk as fuck on beach cruiser type shit, trying to, like, you know, undercover most likely. So, anyways, my brother, he was trying to dodge trouble at this time, but was being disrespected low key, and you know, he's a smart guy, so he was like, not falling for that trap, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not falling for that trap at all, especially, you know, we're all feeling nice, trying to get home, we're like 30 minutes away from the house, but Red was about to get into some shit. And she's not that type of person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, her natural instinct kicked in. Like, look, these people, like, we're not doing anything. These people fucking with us. And you see we're trying to walk away. And I had to pull her back. Like, it was kind of crazy. And that's, like, not in her character. But, like, what would she have done? You know? Like, there's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
But she stood in a way as a shield.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's not her personality. She's not a fighter. Sometimes you just get into a moment where it just clicks, like, this is the smart chess move.
Mm.
You feel me? And I feel like Jonah was crazy that night. He was drunk. But, like, we all have those moments where we know that, like, there's going to be major damage done, but we're going to step up, take the blunt of it, and fucking, you know, everybody else can go home.
That's where you divide the men from the boys.
Exactly. If you're a man and you haven't had that moment, you've been running a long time.
Yeah, you know I can see that. Or you just mind your business.
A long time. No. There's been a lot of moments that I ran into. I could have easily lost my life. But it's like,
well, I know you don't mind your business, so that's
I mind my business. I'm very
There was a situation we had to calm down the other day. Me and my brother.
Work?
Yeah, we saw some other people wanting to fight. Me and my brother were the peacemakers.
Oh,
you know,
shit!
And yeah,
your brother was a peacemaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were trying to chill, man.
Where was this guy's Jerry Springer all day? What's going on?
This is the other. What's today? The last time we went out. This week.
What was it?
This week. Look, he was way,
Sunday.
I can't remember. He was way too drunk.
Sunday.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, my god. Yeah. Jeez.
2 days ago.
Dude.
What?
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah.
I, you know. Had to calm it down. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were the peacemakers. We you know.
Yeah, sometimes
a couple
just,
others
sometimes
around
you
us
just
too.
Gotta let that what do you call that anger
maturity.
You have to let the anger subside. You gotta stop reacting.
Yeah.
And you just have to kind of zen yourself out. Yep. And kind of the other party will kind of
are you growing up?
No.
What? He's like,
no. I was drinking milk. I had milk and water and a salad.
Yeah, it felt good, you know, like let's chill, man. Let's chill.
Because otherwise, it would have been really bad. But we wanted to have a good night.
And why wasn't I fucking invited? Y'all don't invite me. It's all good.
We were saving all the energy for the podcast.
I texted you.
No, you probably did.
I don't think I did. Yeah.
I've been a homebody lately.
Good, man. Good.
You know?
Good.
I'm just trying to.
I went to Kohl's today.
What? Yo.
Kohl's was cracking.
That's funny.
You know your day is going good when you end up at Kohl's.
Club Kohl's?
It's like church of the retail center.
Exactly.
Put it be on your best behavior. Yo, real talk, I'm tired of people following me in Kohl's. I'm really tired.
No, bro,
of
dude.
Fed up, bro.
I'm followed, or I know when
for real?
Yeah, dude.
My word,
I'm
yo.
Very
from the moment I hit the fucking door.
Ain't got nothing to do.
Very picky.
Have you been helped?
Back and forth.
What?
Yeah.
It's a giant fucking department. So how'd you get over here so fast? I just saw you in the front.
You're right.
Yeah. I'll go back and forth from one side to the other of the store to make sure something matches so I don't have to carry it everywhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and, you know, I see a couple people peeping. Yeah. Kohl's at one time, of course, because I'm always doing that, man. But, yeah, I get it occasionally just because I'm very, like, I'm always walking around, like, looking, smelling, everything.
Kohl's is special, though.
Because you're Mexican, bro.
Kohl's is special. I feel like they hire a lot of Karens.
Because you guys are Mexicans, Travis.
Not Mexican.
What? Are you not?
No.
Oh, dang. I thought you
were. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly Nigerian.
Oh, I thought you were Mexican, man. This whole time.
But who knows? 21andMe is full of shit. Keep sending me updates.
Just remember I told you they did that to me, too.
The fuck? Like,
updates?
They're just stealing, your DNA, bro.
Right. No, I know. But they've been stole my DNA.
Please test again.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get out of here, man. It's getting kind of cold.
It is getting kind of cold.
I don't want to use all your wood, but
no, go ahead. I don't care.
37 degrees.
But, use it, please. But thank you, everybody. This is our favorite time of the week. We had a great show. This is Irate Masterminds. I'm Davey Dave. We got Chico Man, Christian. We got Travis. Thank you to Mighty Meechie Krula. Find him on Instagram at Mighty Meechie Krula. Hashtag make it drip. Thank you to Veronica for our bourbon.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, for sure. And then we're going to catch you next week if all is well, God willing. And that's it. We'll catch you later.
Peace.
Later.